At one time or another, many of us have had the experience of having to rent a car while traveling. Whether it's for business or vacation, the routine is pretty much the same. We choose the car, provide a driver's license and credit card, and then drive the car off the lot. When we return the car, a rental agent is right there with a clipboard in hand, and he or she deliberately walks around the vehicle, carefully inspecting it for things like scratches in the paint or dents in the bumper or cracks in the windshield. The agent takes the keys from us, turns the car on, records the odometer, and verifies that the tank is indeed full. Now, if I return the rental car with a broken taillight or a tear in the upholstery or an empty gas tank, there are going to be consequences. The car doesn't belong to me, and the company wants to be compensated for my carelessness. That image of having to care for something that does not belong to us and then returning it in a responsible fashion really is at the heart and the center of our Catholic theology of stewardship. All that we have and all that we are, our gifts of time and talent and treasure, all of that ultimately belongs to God. He gives us what we have, and our task is to care for it properly and to give back responsibly. In our first reading this morning, the Lord appoints a prophet. He calls him the watchman, a watchman for the house of Israel. His office of prophet was given to him by God. He didn't create it. It was gifted to him. It doesn't belong to him. And God tells him that he needs to fulfill this office of prophet faithfully and responsibly. And it's not an easy job. He doesn't have popular duties, because his duties, the duties of this office, including warning sinners and persuading them to turn back from their evil ways. If he neglects his duties and is not a good steward of the office of prophet, there will be serious consequences. The Lord tells him, if you don't faithfully fulfill your office, the wicked will die for their guilt. And, the Lord says, I'm going to hold you responsible for their death. There are consequences for damaging a rental car. And there are consequences for doing poorly on a job that we were given. And there are consequences for not being a good steward of all that God has given to us. I know, as I think about my own life, my own striving to live a stewardship way of life, it waxes and wanes, kind of like the spiritual life. And I notice that when I'm not being as good of a steward in one particular area or another, I think the trap, for me anyway, is to fall into a sense of selfishness or a self-centeredness, and then to fall into the trap of being ungrateful, of lacking that sense of gratitude for all that I have. I thought about that especially over the last couple of days when I think about the people in Florida. They're evacuating the whole state. I mean, there's no really safe place to go, entirely safe place, in the entire state of Florida. And as I think about that, how grateful I am for a place to live and power, running water, electricity. Stewardship helps us to be conscious of our blessings. Throughout the Diocese of Spokane today, this has been designated by Bishop Daly as Stewardship Sunday. Every parish in Eastern Washington is reflecting on the fact that we come into this world with nothing and we leave this world with nothing. And all of the good things of our lives, our talents, our blessings, the people in our lives, our possessions, the time that we have on this earth, are gifts to us, loaned to us by our loving God. And our task is to receive them, care for them responsibly, and then offer them back to God in gratitude. We observe Stewardship Sunday on an annual basis because human nature is such that we need to be reminded now and then about how to be in right relationship with God. It's one of the reasons that we have Lent every year, that annual reminder of our need to do penance and to be in right relationship with God. And as I reflect on my own stewardship on this Stewardship Sunday, I don't feel so convicted, frankly, in the area of treasure. I think I'm probably on track there. I instead feel convicted that I'm not giving back to God enough of my quality private time in prayer. It's no surprise, I go to Mass every Sunday, sometimes 2, 3, and 4 times. So I've got that part down. And I also lead lots of public prayer. So the public prayer part is, I can check that box. But I know that my challenge is to give back to God quality private time. Quality private time with the Lord. And I know that I could kind of kick myself because I know that when I do that, it's really a wonderful experience for me. I cherish that time. I feel in a deeper communion with the Lord and closer to Him, which makes sense because that's what God does when we give back to Him. He blesses that gift to Him. He blesses it and gives it back to us. Today's bulletin has a list of ideas about how to give back to God some of the time that He has given to us. He gives us 168 hours every week, and our task is to use our time responsibly and to give back to Him the first portion, something like Sunday Mass. That list obviously is not exhaustive, but my hope would help us, help you, to seek ways to give back to God some of your time. Today's bulletin also contains our stewardship of finances for July and August, the first 2 months of our fiscal year. And frankly, as you look at the chart, it reveals too many red numbers, which is a reminder for all of us to prayerfully consider our commitment to tithing 10% of our income back to God. The traditional formula for that consists of 5% to the parish and 5% to all other charities. Things like the annual Catholic Appeal or the Catholic Charities Christmas Collection or the Cathedral Campaign or something like Hurricane Relief. And I always tell people who are struggling with this that if 10% seems like too much of a burden, then just figure out where you are. Sit down with a calculator and figure out where you are on that giving level, and then just add 1% more to it. Increase it by 1%, one baby step in faith, and trust that God will bless that. Yesterday I was speaking with one of our newly ordained priests, and he asked me, he said, why are we sometimes hesitant to give back a sacrificial portion of time, talent, and treasure? And I said, I think it's because we are afraid of giving too much away and not having enough left over for ourselves. And I think it's then that we have to remember that God will never, ever be outdone by our generosity. And we know that in a variety of ways, but in particular we know that because we see it at every single Mass that we attend. We'll see it again today. As human beings, we take grapes and wheat and we care for them and process them and make them into hosts and wine, and we offer them to God as gifts at Mass. We call them the gifts. We have a gift table, and our gifts are back on that table right now. As a little sidebar, I was preparing a couple for marriage once, so they were having a wedding mass. And I don't think they, frankly, went to mass all that often, and I said, we got to the part of the planning of the mass, and I said, who in your family will be bringing up the gifts? And they said, well, kind of with a puzzled look on their face, well, we were going to have the gifts at the reception. And I said, I'm not talking about toasters and blenders. I'm talking about the gifts of bread and wine. We call that the offertory, where we're taking, as a collective community, our gifts and giving them to God. But God will not be outdone in generosity. What does God do? He takes them. He takes that bread and wine. He blesses it and transforms it into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. A gift of himself that makes our generosity, a little bit of wine and bread, that makes our generosity pale in comparison to receiving God. And so as we prepare now to witness that transformation once again at this Mass, let us ask ourselves, how well are we responding to what God has given to us? And may each of us renew our intention to be good and faithful stewards, giving back to him a sacrificial portion of our time, our talent, and our treasure.